I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night. Who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities contemplating jazz. Who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs illuminated. Who shivered in unshaven rooms in underwear, burning their money in waste baskets amid the rubbish of memorable Berkeley manifestos, listening to the terror through the wall. Who got busted in their pubic beards, returning through Laredo with a belt of marijuana for New York. Who passed through universities with radiant, cool eyes, hallucinating Arkansas and Blake Light tragedy among the scholars of war. Who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of the skull. Who ate fire and paint hotels, or drank turpentine in Paradise Alley, death, or purgatoried their torsos night after night with dreams, with drugs, with waking nightmares, alcohol and cock and endless balls, incomparable blind streets of shuddering cloud and lightning in the mind leaping toward poles of Canada and Patterson illuminating all the motionless world of time between. Peyote solidities of halls, backyard green tree cemetery dawns, wine drunkenness over the rooftops, burrows of T-head neon green and blinking traffic light, sun and moon and tree vibrations in the roaring winter dusks of Brooklyn, ash can rantings and kind king light of mind. Who chained themselves to subways for the endless ride from Battery to Holy Bronx on Benzedrine until the noise of wheels and children brought them down shuddering, mouth-racked and battered, bleak of brain, all drained of brilliance in the drear light of zoo. Who sank all night in submarine Bickfords and floated out to sit all through stale beer morning afternoons in desolate Fugazis, listening to the crack of doom on the hydrogen jukebox. Who talked continuously 70 hours from park to pad to bar to Bellevue to museum to the Brooklyn Bridge, yakety-yacking, screaming, vomiting, whispering facts and memories and anecdotes and eyeball kicks and shocks of hospitals and jails and wars. A lost battalion of platonic conversationalists jumping down the stoops, off fire escapes, off windowsills, off Empire State, out of the moon, who vanished into nowhere Zen, New Jersey, leaving behind a trail of ambiguous picture postcards of Atlantic cryptic hall, suffering Eastern sweats and Tangerian bone grindings and migraines of China under junk withdrawal in Newark's bleak furnished room, who wandered at midnight in the railroad yard, wondering where to go and went, leaving no broken hearts. Who lit cigarettes in boxcars, 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 racketing through snow toward lonesome farms in Grandfather Night. Who studied Plotinus and flood telepathy and Bop Kabbalah because the cosmos instinctively vibrated at their feet in Kansas. Who loaned it through the streets of Idaho, seeking visionary Indian angels who were visionary Indian angels. Who lounged hungry and lonesome through Houston, seeking jazz or sex or soup, and followed the brilliant Spaniard to converse about America and eternity, a hopeless task, and so took ship to Africa. Who disappeared into the volcanoes of Mexico, leaving behind nothing but the shadow of dungarees and the lava and ash of poetry scattered in fireplace Chicago. Who reappeared on the West Coast investigating the FBI in beards and shorts with big pacifist eyes, sexy in their dark skin, passing out incomprehensible leaflets. Who limped penniless over city hills looking for an example of Baroque architecture, with half a mustache hanging on the sinister lip, and spent hours in the bathroom washing their poor nickels with a buffalo toothbrush. Who jumped in limousines with a Chinaman of Oklahoma on the impulse of winter, midnight, small town, streetlight, rain. Who broke down crying in white gymnasiums, naked and trembling before the machinery of other skeletons. Who burned cigarette holes in their arms, protesting the narcotic tobacco haze of capitalism. who passed out super-communist leaflets in Union Square while the sirens of Los Alamos wailed them down and wailed down Wall, and the Staten Island Ferry also wailed, and Bird was wailing the most at Birdland, who bit detectives in the neck and shrieked with delight in police cars for committing no crime but their own wild cooking, pederasty, and intoxication, who screamed on their knees in the subway and were dragged off the roof waving genitals and manuscripts, who let themselves be fucked in the ass by saintly motorcyclists and screamed with joy, who blew and were blown by those human seraphim, the sailors, caresses of Atlantic and Caribbean love, who hiccuped endlessly trying to giggle but wound up with a sob behind a partition in a Turkish bath when the blonde and naked angel came to pierce them with a sword, who lost their love boys to the three old shrews of fate, the one-eyed shrew of the heterosexual dollar, the one-eyed shrew that winks out of the womb, and the one-eyed shrew that does nothing but sit on her ass and snip the intellectual golden threads of the craftsman's loom, who sweetened the snatches of a million girls trembling in the sunset, flashing buttocks under barns, and were red-eyed in the morning but prepared to sweeten the snatch of the sunrise naked in the lake, who went out whoring through Midwest in myriad stolen night cars, joy to the memory of his innumerable lays of girls in empty lots and diners, backyards, movie houses, rickety rows in caves and mountaintops, or with gaunt waitresses and familiar roadside, lonely petticoat upliftings and especially secret gas station solipsisms of John's and hometown alleys too, who copulated ecstatic and insatiate with a bottle of beer, a sweetheart, a package of cigarettes, a candle, and fell off the bed and continued along the floor and down the hall and ended fainting on the wall with a vision of ultimate cunt and cum eluding the last jism of consciousness, who faded out in vast sordid movies and faded in again on sudden Manhattan, picking themselves up out of basements hung over with heartless toquet and horrors of dismantled Third Avenue iron dreams and stumbled to unemployment offices, who ate the lamb stew of the imagination or digested the crab at the muddy bottom of the rivers of Bowery, who sat in boxes breathing in the darkness under the bridge and rose up to build harpsichords in their lofts, who coughed on the sixth floor of Harlem under the tubercular sky, surrounded by orange crates of theology, who cooked rotten animals' lung, heart, feet, tail, borscht, and tortillas, dreaming of the pure vegetable kingdom, who wept at the romance of the streets with their pushcarts full of onions and bad music, who sang out of their windows in despair, threw themselves out of subway windows, jumped in the filthy Passaic, leaped on Negroes, cried all over the street, finished the whiskey and threw up groaning into the bloody toilet, moans in their ears and the blast of colossal steam whistles, who plunged themselves under meat trucks looking for an egg, who got high and jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, this actually happened, and walked away unknown and forgotten into the ghostly days of Chinatown soup, alleyways, and fire trucks, not even one free beer, who threw their watches off the roof to cast their ballot for eternity outside of time, and alarm clocks fell on their heads every day for the next decade, who created great suicidal dramas on the apartments of the cliff bank, who created great suicidal dramas on the apartment cliff banks of the Hudson under the wartime floodlight of the moon, and their heads shall be crowned with laurel in oblivion, who cut their wrists three times successively, unsuccessfully gave up, and were forced to open antique stores where they thought they were growing old and cried, who were burned alive in their innocent flannel suits on Madison Avenue amid blasts of leaden verse and the clatter of the tanked up regiments of fashion and the nitroglycerin shrieks of the fairies of advertising and the mustard gas of sinister intelligent editors, or were run down by the drunken taxicabs of absolute reality, who walked all night with shoes full of blood on the snowbank docks waiting for a door in the East River to open to a room full of steam heat and opium, who barreled down the highways of the past, journeying to each other's hot rod Golgotha jail solitude watch or Birmingham jazz incarnation, who drove cross-country 72 hours to find out if I had a vision, or you had a vision, or he had a vision to find out the present, who journeyed to Denver, who died in Denver, who came back to Denver and waited in vain, who watched and finally went away to find out the future, who fell on their knees in hopeless cathedrals, praying for each other's salvation and light and breasts until the soul illuminated its hair for a second, who crashed through their minds in jails, waiting for impossible criminals with golden heads and the charm of reality in their hearts, who sang sweet blues to Alcatraz, who retired to Mexico to cultivate a habit, or Rocky Mount to tender Buddha, or Tangiers to boys, or Southern Pacific to the black locomotive, or Harvard to Narcissus, to Woodlawn, to the daisy chain or grave, who demanded sanity trials accusing the radio of hypnotism, and were left with their insanity and their hands and a hung jury, who threw potato salad at CCNY lecturers on Dadaism, and subsequently presented themselves on the granite steps of the madhouse with shaven heads and harlequin speech of suicide, demanding instantaneous lobotomy, and who were given instead the concrete void of insulin, metrosol, electricity, hydrotherapy, psychopath therapy, occupational therapy, ping pong, and amnesia, who in humorless protest overturned only one symbolic ping pong table, resting briefly in catatonia, returning years later truly bald, except for a wig of blood and helpless fingers, to the visible madman doom of the wards of the mad towns of the East, Greystones and Rocklands fetid halls, bickering with echoes, rocking and rolling in the midnight, solitude bench, dolmen realms of love, dream of life a nightmare, laughing in eclipse with bodies turned to stone as heavy as the moon, with mother finally fucked, and the last book of magic thrown out of the attic window, and the last door closed at 4 a.m., and the last telephone slammed at the wall in reply, and the last furnished room emptied down to the last piece of mental furniture, a yellow paper rose twisted on a wire hanger in the closet, and even that imaginary, nothing but a hopeful little bit of hallucination. Ah, Carl, while you're not safe, I am not safe, and now you're really in the total fucking soup of time. And who therefore ran through the icy streets obsessed with a sudden flash of the alchemy of the use of the ellipse, the catalog, the meter, and the vibrating plane, who dreamt and made incarnate gaps in time and space through images juxtaposed, and trapped the archangel of the soul between two visual images, and joined the elemental verbs and set the noun and dash of consciousness together, jumping with sensation of pater omnipotens aeterno deus, to recreate the syntax and measure of poor human prose and stand before you speechless and intelligent and shaking with shame, rejected, yet confessing out the soul to conform to the rhythm of thought in his naked and endless head, the madman, bum, and angel, beat in time, unknown, yet putting down what might be left to say in time come after death, and rose reincarnate in the ghostly clothes of jazz, in the gold horn shadow of the band, and blew the suffering of America's naked mind for love.